Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, quick takes on true crime that might save you some deliberation. You might be wondering to yourself, what's a brief doing in my feed on a Saturday? Well, this new Oxygen series premieres tonight at 7 Eastern, so I moved Monday's brief up a couple days so you could set your DVRs. Without further ado, at Carolyn in CT on Twitter's motion is granted for a hearing on... Smiley Face Killers, The Hunt for Justice. The Crime. In late January of 2017, Dakota James went out to the bars with friends in Pittsburgh, then headed home. He never got there. Reported missing shortly after he disappeared, his body turned up in the Ohio River 40 days later. Despite similarities to other disappearances in the area over the last decade and evident ligaturesque marks on Dakota's neck, the ME and Pittsburgh PD were content to declare his death accidental, theorizing that he'd fallen into the river and drowned. The story. I got a screener of this earlier in the week and kinda, sorta, semi-round-filed it, thinking it would be the same old, same old. Couple of three camera whore retired law enforcement types throw together a semi-credible crazy wall and convince a dev exec there's a limited series there. Then the aforementioned Carolyn asked if I would be watching it, quote, so we don't have to, and attached a tweet on Smiley Face Killers from the Daily Beast, which read, in part, quote, dozens of college-age men are dead from, quote, accidental drownings. Retired detectives say a serial killer gang is responsible. PR blast hole says what? Right, so that made it sound bonkers, and not just bonkers, but bonkers in a specific implying that a group of sexual assault survivors may have banded together and begun wreaking vengeance in a baroque fashion not usually favored by real life way. Don't ask me why my mind went there, but it did, and if somehow that were the deal with this show and I didn't watch, so I watched. And listeners, I think you should also give it a look, and I think you should tell me if I'm crazy or if this isn't maybe kind of good. Why do I think it's kind of good? Number one, it is the same old I mentioned up top to an extent, but to a comforting and predictable extent. Four retired Bronx detectives slash criminalists, whom I have dubbed the Vi-Dick Society because they do have several crazy walls as well as old-timey desk lamps, started obsessing over these cases over a decade ago. And knowing that going in, you think there's going to be a lot of foot-draggy exposition and slow-mo about the fact, or lingering shots of the guys staring into the Allegheny while a voiceover congratulates them on pursuing justice for the families, but there isn't. Okay, there's some of that in Talking Heads, but the pace is very businesslike. A couple of the dicks are straight out of central casting, like literally Anthony Duarte looks like Steve Sciarpa from The Sopranos. And the lead guy, Kevin Gannon, I am positive I've seen him on another show of this type before. But the key is that they're not so used to being on TV that they drag out every observation or oversell the buttons before the ad break. You watch enough of these, you're shocked when you have to pause to take notes because you can't keep up with the case file. Number two, pursuant to that, it's processy. Is it manipulated for TV? Yes. Do some segments end up not really proving what they say they do? Yes. But they take you quickly through the argument for Dakota having met foul play. And then they just start doing the work, interviewing the locals, reviewing autopsy findings with Cyril Wecht, figuring out timelines and likely routes home. And I was taking notes the whole time on questions and footage I thought they should look up or chase down, which means it's engaging. Number three, based on the premiere, the idea that Dakota's death was part of a pattern of killings is not actually totally bogue. The smiley face part, where a smiley graffito is found within X number of yards of the body upstream every time, seems like one of those day ending in Y coincidences that isn't actually correlated, but the fact is, the community is aware that other men died in a similar fashion. Here's Detective Donovan, drinking on camera, and let's call that item 3B, thanks for just letting him live his truth, show, and talking with a bartender at one of Dakota's regular hangs.
I don't think he drowned, personally.
Can you tell me why you think that?
I don't see how somebody that's got that much of a good track record going for them, a great reputation, no sign of drug addiction, and all of a sudden they just fall off a bridge and drown. And it's just more likely that you would fall going down the steps to get to the river than it fall into the river. And it doesn't make any sense to me. He was a champion swimmer in high school, they said. And so the whole case seemed like a mystery to a lot of people, and we don't know.
Was there any investigators here from the police department?
I've never met any.
Anybody, was any buzz talking about in the bar or anything else?
He seemed like he was popular. And so, I mean, yeah, it was talked about. It was very well covered in the press. I think there was something more at play there and similarities to past incidents in this city.
Like what?
Like the guy who was found three, four years prior. Like, I think it's Hoshu was his name. But, I mean, there's just too many questions about it.
Sure, the camera crew came into the bar. This dude knew something was up and may have prepped. I'm fine with it, because this is something locals do understand is going on. This is something that, while the show isn't connecting those dots or isn't doing it yet, could be a series of hate crimes. It's unclear as of yet how Dakota's death does tie into the bigger picture, or if it does, but the show smartly leaves that connection loose for the time being to get us to tune into future installments. Number 4. Can we get a show that goes into a local, gives them a cold case, and turns them loose on it till closing? Happy Hour of Reckoning? Beer and Wings of Justice? Shots fired? Do I need to do this as a podcast? Nothing against Gannon Duarte Gilbertson Donovan LLC. They're great, but I would consume the hell out of a show in which a bar's regulars, plus occasional drop-ins with crackpot theories, sit around and hackathon unsolved mysteries while playing cards. Buckle up, Barracuda O'Hell Club. It's about to get salvy. Number 5. It's not overproduced. Here's where I warn you that you do see those autopsy photos, and it's nothing too awful, comparatively, but they don't really warn you, and you get glimpses of some pictures that you're probably not totally intended to see. You'll know when that part's coming, and you'll be able to look away, but I, for one, appreciated the sugar-free approach to it. A man died. Let's remember what we're all doing here. The senior James's grief is also allowed to play out on camera, affectingly, respectfully, without exploiting them. It's hard to see, but it has the effect of focusing everyone on what's at stake. And when the show has an expert or witness who knows what he's talking about, it's okay with letting him talk and be real. Cyril Wecht stumbles over the euphemisms he thinks he's supposed to use for TV before just saying what he sees. And Mike Fuco, a local journalist who did a podcast on two other similar deaths, is allowed to crack darkly wise about the police's non-starter theory of Dakota's death, and to bust on the police for their cavalier-seeming attitude towards investigating further.
I think that it is beyond statistical variation that over 100 young men go out drinking with friends, disappear, and end up dead in a body of water nearby. I mean, the theory that, you know, people are going out getting drunk and falling into the river is absurd. If that were the case on any weekend from a Steeler game, there would be 2,000 or 3,000 people in the river.
What is your feeling? Because you were as close to the family and as close to the information as anybody.
Their grief was twofold. One was that, you know, obviously they lost their child. The other was the way they say they were treated by Pittsburgh detectives. They didn't come out and say this, but their attitude was, your son was drunk, he fell in the river, get over it.
Gannon is allowed to sigh that he doesn't actually know if Dakota's death is connected to the other two or to Smiley Face. That's what he's trying to figure out. The show is still fairly slick, but it feels less glossy and careful than these shows tend to. This is not The Jinx. It's not going to grab a fascinated nation by the lapels. It's an Oxygen show in a field cluttered with them, and I can't really say they've done the best job of marketing it, at least in terms of setting it apart for the reasons it should be. But I would love to hear if anyone else thinks it's any good. Or, you know, if I should march into my local next weekend with a handful of lav mics and some printouts on the Snapchat murders and see what the South Slope Cocktail Club has to say. What have you got to say about docs, pods, and books you'd like me to review? Carolyn could tell you, hitting me up on social works. That's Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. Or you can email me, bunting@the-blotter.com. For more briefs, snark briefs, plus chats, lineups, and custom recommendations, become a Blotter tipster at patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.